Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Well, let's see what we have today. First question comes from Carol, who says, I'm interested in fancy barrettes, or as we'd call them in Australia, hair clips, for my hair. I'm allergic to jewellery, but wear eyeglasses. Always. I consider my glasses an accessory, but during COVID isolation, my hair has grown, and I think a barrette or hair clip on one side would look sexy and appropriate for my personality and my square face. Also, it would draw your eyes up and away from my jowls. I turned 75 yesterday. Should I or shouldn't I? And I think absolutely this is up to you. Some people look amazing with hair clips or barrettes, whatever you want to call them. Other people, they're not so great. So I'd go, if it's you, if it's your personality, and of course these things come in a million different styles. You can have bling ones, you can have plain ones, you can have quirky ones. There's so many different sorts. And I'd say, if you like it, do it. The thing with when you have a square face, we want to keep our hair a bit closer to the size of our face rather than having too much volume. So if a hair clip is actually going to draw the hair into the face, it's actually going to create a flattering look. So I would say, if you want to wear a hair clip, wear a hair clip. There is no reason not to. Completely up to you. The next one, I've got two questions and they're kind of similar, so I thought I'd answer them together. One comes from Katie, who says, right now my biggest challenge is finding time to figure out what looks best on me and editing my closet for only those clothes. I wish I could be okay with having fewer items if I knew they were all truly represented my style and made me look amazing. And Sandy says, how to organise my wardrobe so I only have the clothes that work for me. So both of you are trying to organise your wardrobes to find the clothes that make you look and feel your best. Now, I'm always wary that when we are going through wardrobes, we just don't throw it all out for a minimalist wardrobe if that is not one that is going to fit with your personality. Because I have seen people lament that they threw it all away. They thought they wanted to be minimalist. They liked the idea of minimalism, if I can say that word. But the reality was is they actually needed more variety. They needed more options. And so I think it's really important before you just start turfing stuff to actually make yourself aware of, is this something that's right for you? Now, some people find it incredibly freeing. It's life-changing. They love it. They love having a smaller wardrobe. For other people, it is their version of hell. And I'll always remember one of my clients telling me how she'd looked at doing Project 333, which is about having 33 garments for 3 months. And she thought, you know, she started doing it because she thought it was 333 garments, which she was okay with. And when she realized it was only 33, she was like going, never on this, you know, earth am I going to be doing that. Because she was a maximalist. She loved playing in her wardrobe. She liked putting together different things. She liked having options. She got bored easily wearing the same sort of thing all the time. But there are many people who love that more uniform style of dressing where fewer is easier. So I think it's really important to figure that out of whether you are fewer is easier or I need more options person before you start turfing everything. And then when you are going through your wardrobe, try everything on. You know, learn about what are your personal style guidelines. And this is where having that set of personal style guidelines is so useful. Because if you have that set of personal style guidelines, that really makes it easy for you to decide if something is flattering or not. And so should I keep it? Should I let it go? Is it my personality? Not my personality. Is it my shape, my size? Is it the right texture, the right sheen, the right colors, you know, the right styles, the right patterns? All that sort of stuff comes into your personal style guidelines. And that's what we do in 7 Steps to Style, is define those personal style guidelines so that it is so much easier to go through your wardrobe and decide what to keep and what to let go. And then I would always recommend too that if you've got pieces that you think you should be letting go of for some reason or other, whether it's, you know, colour, pattern, style, all those sorts of things. And now remember with things like colours, you can over dye. And I've got some fantastic blog posts written by Bernadette, who is my amazing, you know, go-to resource for over dyeing your clothes, that she has written for me all about exactly how to do it. You can change up a wardrobe. If the colour's wrong, don't just get rid of it necessarily if it could be dyed and it could be made into something that you love, because sometimes we'd love the style, but the color is wrong. So do look at those sorts of things. And sometimes a simple alteration is also all that is needed to take something from a bit lackluster to something great that you'll wear all the time. So they are some things to think about before you just get rid of things. And then the other thing I do is, particularly if you're not 100% sure, I'd be putting the things away, say into a box or a bag, you know, and you can even put it into the boot of your car. But I would leave it there for a month or so and see if you are missing it in that time. Because if you go into the car and you drag the things out and you go, no, I really, really, you know, like need to, you know, to wear this again. You know, this is something I'm really missing. You know, maybe it's a hole. Maybe it's indicating that maybe there's something about that garment that you're missing in what you've got in your wardrobe. And it could be something you need to shop for, a better version of that. Or it could just be, you know, that, you know, you've made too hasty a decision. So I was going to put it away, put it in a bag, put it in a box, put it somewhere. And then after a period of time, if you have not missed anything in there, just get rid of that bag or box of clothes. But until then, it's often good to keep them just for a bit. Now, of course, if there's holes, if they're worn out, if they're really threadbare, if they're covered in pills, all those sorts of things, let them go. Those things can go. And if you've not worn it in years and years and you can see there's dust on the shoulders, that's also a good indication that you're just not getting anywhere out of it. Let it go. But when you are creating that wardrobe, that perfect wardrobe for you, there's a lot of stuff you need to think about. And it's your kind of emotional and physical and mental comfort, what your lifestyle is, your location, the needs you have, your personality and how you want to dress that. All those sorts of things come into it as well as your physicality. So I do recommend, I've got a great free download called 6 Brilliant Strategies for Creating My Perfect Wardrobe. So you can head over to the blog to my free downloads page and you will find that there. But also too is if you really want to develop those personal style guidelines, this is where joining my 7 Steps to Style program is going to help you kind of get those in order. And it may take some time, like, you know, just like Rome wasn't built in a day, neither are wardrobes. And in fact, your style is layered. And I was actually just thinking about this yesterday, that your personal style, you know, we can use this personality dressing styles, and they're kind of a common sort of tool that we use as image consultants, but it's how you put it together. It's like your fingerprint. It's unique to you. And it's what you take from each dressing style that makes your style unique. And it should be an expression of who you are on the inside, on the outside. So, you know, like just having that wardrobe of, you know, how do I find those? And those things are going to come over time when you are shopping. Don't expect to get everything at once. You'll find a piece here and a piece there, and you'll gradually build that wardrobe up, and then you'll end up with a wardrobe full of clothes that you love. But it is like thinking about editing is getting those guidelines is the biggest thing, and then you can run everything past those guidelines. And this is where too a style recipe is so important. Does this garment fit my style recipe? Or does it go into an outfit that fits my style recipe? Because if it doesn't, that's a really easy let it go. But do remember just to sometimes hold things back, just, you know, hold them in your boot of your car for a bit or something like that in the bag to see if you are missing them before you actually let them go back into the wild for somebody else to get some wear from. Because, you know, as they say, your trash is somebody else's treasure. Last question today comes from Angela, who says, how do I hide excess weight when living in a humid environment and a jacket or cardigan is an impossibility? And I know this is really common, and this is where look at your fabrics. Natural fibers are your friend. So things like linen, bamboo, and silk and cotton are great. So mostly natural fibers. Sometimes a little bit of synthetic is fine because it just might give it some stretch or less creasing, things like that. But those sorts of natural fibers and or viscose, rayon, modal, lyocell, they're all kind of versions of the same sort of thing. They are all good sort of fibers to look for. So avoid the polyester. That is going to be the sweat box that's going to be most uncomfortable. Then look at, I would just saying, if, you know, a jacket or a cardigan and you want to, you know, is an impossibility, it's too hot for that. You could go for a very fine underlayer and then something quite lightweight like this, which is a kimono kind of style. or something, you know, a very lightweight, maybe in a silk, a very lightweight silk, but it can give you a good vertical line through your torso. And if you wear your top underneath, it's a bit darker, and then the outside is a bit lighter. That's a great way of minimizing. Otherwise, I just wear things that are a little bit floatier. They're not too close fitting, but they are made of natural fibers. One of the things I've been collecting over the past few years, whenever I find them, is some great kind of, they're silk tops. They're a little bit floaty and very easy to wear on hot days. So they're not clingy, they're not stretchy, and they actually have a little kind of cami layer built in underneath. And I am like, you know, they work great with a pair of jeans or with a pencil skirt. You know, they kind of work with my style, a pair of shorts, doesn't really matter. But I find they're very comfortable and they hide my tummy because they're a little bit floaty rather than being tight fitting. So they are always some things to think about. So really think about your fabrics when you are in that hot and humid environment. You want one light layer. And so therefore, one of the other things I recommend is looking for built-in detail in your, you know, tops in particular. So thinking about like, you know, is there something interesting? Because something like this can feel very heavy and hot on a hot day. So you're going, is there something interesting in the top? Is there some sort of detail or interest or design in the, you know, in the construction that makes it more interesting so that you don't need to add as much in the way of accessories? That's also something to consider as well, is kind of looking for that interesting rather than boring sort of top as well. So this is where a pattern. So I often just wear pattern tops and stuff, and then you just don't need to add the same sort of level of accessories as you might if it is something that is plain and requires that focal point and attention drawn. And I just also wanted to let you know that today is the last day you can watch my From Ordinary to Inspired Masterclass webinar. You can go head over to the blog and you'll find a watch now button. You can click on that and sign up and watch it straight away. It's the last day. It will be available again for a while. So if you want to watch that, and I've got a great free download with a few action steps that you can go through to help you to start defining your style and getting your style to a place that makes you feel happy and you're not so stressed about it. And you are looking and feeling great, and that you are expressing who you are on the inside, on the outside. So head over to the blog. You'll find it on the homepage there, insideoutstyleblog.com. And thank you again for all your questions, and I'll chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.